कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोष। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान्तिके। माय हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस अंटु द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय दीक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाशिष मद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। आई एम हैप्पी दैट आवर फेस्टिवल इज सक्सेसफुल। No. I think it is successful because from mainland, from here and there, so many senior devotees, disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj are here. So many. And that was my mission, to gather them and new inspiration should be given in them as they had inspiration at the time of their Gurudev. New and new it should come. So I want to engage you again in your Gurudev service. So you should not be weak. Don't waste your time in only maintaining your life. Try to develop what is the aim and object of your life. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully came to preach this. And Rupa Goswami, he has fulfilled his what? Manobhishta. Don't engage only in maintenance. Painting here, there. What you are painting? Try to realize these things. What your Gurudev came to give mission of your life, you should try to develop this thing. No one when we will die. So at once, don't give importance of maintenance. All creatures in this world, hog, pig, sow, they can maintain and they are maintaining. If you will not try anything, even by the past,
results of your past
activities, all will come. Automatically, you can see. So, I am very successful that all senior devotees are here or they are having new inspiration to preach the mission of their Gurudev, Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu. We were discussing about Guru Tattva. First, I want that Upananda Prabhu, for 5 minutes, will speak and then I will begin my Bhagavatart Marichi Mala.
Shri Guruve Namaha, Namaha Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shai Bhutalai Shimati Bhakti Vranda Samamita Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivashishunyavari Baskadhyaya Dishata. Namaha Vishnu Padaya Radhikai Priyatmanai Shishiman Bhakti Vranda Narayan Goswamita Namani. Thank you, Gurudev, for giving me your order. We've all been so inspired by many people and God brothers, God nephews, speaking about the glories of Shri Guru. And there's no limits. It can go on and on. And I will try to add a few points. Although I'm not qualified by Gurudev's inspiration, and I have to admit his mission is successful, because I'm definitely inspired by your presence. I had left Srila Prabhupada for a while to do some business, although it was prasadam distribution, but as soon as Gurudev came nearby, I was immediately back into the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Bharasevanam. So I thank him, and I'm trying to please him with my ability. So, some people may say we do not need Guru. Actually, we have good intelligence. There are so many books, and so many ways we can discern the truth. But this is not the case. Shastra Shruti says, Tad Bikinatam Saguru Nivab Gachet. You must go to Guru. You must find a self-realized soul. Krishna himself says also in Bhagavad Gita, you must find the truth by approaching a spiritual master who is Tattvadarshi, somebody who has seen the truth, who is self-realized, not a conditioned soul. We are all bound up by the modes of material nature, just like ropes. Satagum, Rajagum, Tamagum, and they're just binding us by legs, hands, and feet. So can anybody who has a conditioned soul free us? Impossible. We have to go to a fully tattva-darshi realized soul who knows all tattva, which is Gurudev is, Shri Gurudev is impressing upon us in every darshan and lecture. Guru tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, Jeev tattva, everything we should know and learn and study from his books. Not that you leave this assembly and then go off and forget. You must study Bhagavad Gita first, have a foundation. Krishna says, Chaturvidhi Bhajantimam Ananya, Chaturvidhi Bhajantimam Ajana Sukhtino Arjun, Arto Jignasya Ratati Gyanicha Bhattar Shabha. 4 kinds of people come to me. Some people are distressed. It's like when Sanatana Goswami met Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He said, how to relieve myself from these miseries that are affecting my life? Miseries due to the body, the mind, material nature. How to get relief? So some people approach God to relieve these miseries. The first time I approached God, I remember I was in the desert in Death Valley. It was thunderstorming and raining, and then blowing wind like crazy, and I'm saying, oh God, stop this rain. So that's the case. Some people are in search of some wealth. Some people are just curious. They came here tonight, perhaps, just to find out what's going on. Who are the Hare Krishnas? And then, of the best of all these 4 is the one who is searching for the knowledge of the absolute truth. This is Krishna's favorite. So we should find a way out of this darkness, and Guru means one who leads one out of the darkness. Guru. Jyoti Kama, Shastra says, come into the light, come out of the darkness. Don't remain bewildered your whole life. So this is the mercy of Guru to come and give this knowledge without any demand of reciprocation, simply that you take it up. You chant Hare Krishna, you read Bhagavad Gita, you try to understand, you try to introduce others. So we need a master. And that master should be in the line of disciplic succession. One time John Lennon asked our Srila Prabhupada, who is the real guru? There are so many gurus. There is this Maharaji, there is this Guru Maharaji, and then there is you. And Srila Prabhupada said, the one who's pointed to Krishna, he's your guru. So Srila Gurudev is always glorifying Krishna and, of course, Radharani. So we know he is bona fide. We know he is coming in this disciplic line of transcendental knowledge down from Krishna. So this is like a live wire. You have to connect to that live wire. You have to go to the direct link in that disciplic succession. Then you will get the result. It's the same as if you put a plug into the wall in the circuit plug that the contractor has put in your house. You can't put it in any hole in the wall. It must be into the direct link that goes to the electrical powerhouse. So the real powerhouse is Krishna, and that direct link is Srila Gurudev. So why? Shastra also says, a Vaishnava guru nashatte, a Vaishnava, one who is not a Vaishnava is not a guru. So in America especially, we have many people coming from India. We have many, even Americans are claiming to be guru, realize, giving knowledge. But if they are not a guru, if they are not a Vaishnava, they are not a guru, you should not go anywhere near them. And Shastra also says, if you're initiated by a non-Vaishnava, you should take re-initiation from a bona fide Vaishnava guru. And then that mantra will work. But if you receive a mantra from a non-Vaishnava, that mantra is useless, even if you paid $5,000 for it. So, once we have ascertained who is a Vaishnava guru, who is coming into disciplic succession, and we have given our heart and our soul to him, we are studying the books. What is the next thing? We have to pay our debt back to Srila Gurudev. He is giving us everything. He is giving us the ticket to ride back to Goloka Vrindavan. So how do we pay our guru back? We owe everything to him. So the best way that I know is you bring one soul to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Sri Gurudev, this person would like to hear about Krishna from you. So that is why Gurudev is emphasizing book distribution. If all of you take even a few books here tonight from this table, home with you, and introduce them to your friends, let them read about Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, the glories of Hari Katha, the glories of Sadhu Sangha, the birthplace of Bhakti, then that is the perfect way to begin paying this debt that we owe to Srila Gurudev. So this is one the best way to relieve that debt. We can, as an unlimited debt, I don't know how we can pay Gurudev. But if we can bring more people to the lotus feet of Sadhguru. And Gurudev, just like in 1936 when Srila Prabhupada was at the Assembly of the Gaudiya Math in Bombay, he addressed the August Assembly and said, although there are many gurus, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was still alive at that time, he said, I'm not talking about some ecclesiastical guru or your guru or my guru. I'm talking and speaking and addressing our Jagat Guru. He was addressing Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as the guru of the whole planet and universe. And everyone was his disciple. So veritably, Srila Gurudev is the guru of everyone, whether they know it or not. So why everyone is not here now taking initiation? So it's up to you to bring them here. Hare Krishna.
I want to thank and give my blessings to those who are here. They have helped in any way in this festival by energy, by money, by intelligence, or anyone. If there are no devotees to hear Harikatha, audience, then how a speaker will speak? the audience will be higher, then Harikatha may come higher. So my blessings to you all. Especially, I call Gopabindapal Prabhu. He should come. Because he knows who has helped how much, and he will announce, and we will all be give him thanks. Who have helped in this festival, you should.
Okay. Hare Krishna. I came prepared for once, somewhere. So the first person to thank on my list, on everyone's list, is the person who made everything possible, of course, and the person who's most deserving of our respect and our dandavat pranams and our life energy, Srila Gurudev himself.
Actually, Shravan Kumar and Lalita.
They're coming soon. Because I have one criteria for everything in my life, which is something. If something inspires me to serve my Srila Prabhupada, then I know this is like a litmus test. Then that makes that thing first class. I should bow down there and offer my life. So that's the result of you being here. So I thank you for that. Also, Srila Gurudev's entourage, Sripad Madhav Maharaj, thank you.
Not Krishna Das.
I'm not done yet. Brajanath, Krishna Das. Tungavidya, Brinda Didi. All of our... We're not done yet. I have a very comprehensive list here. Sundar Gopal, all our sannyasi god brothers, thank you. And it's already been said, but I should also say it just to let you know that we should all be indebted to the fact that people have come from all over the world to offer their time, energy, to hear Harikatha and to help. So that means thanks to all of you. And also, so as I get specific here, you know, so many of you came and offered your time and your energy. You helped as needed. You offered your sometimes financial support. That was a great advantage, of course. Thanks. And so I can't mention every single name, but I did want to mention a few here who practical and hands-on help. There was someone who I thought I should very importantly mention, because I think her spirit is with us today living. She's the one who began to take Srila Gurudev's idea and bring this festival here to the island, to the big island and to Hilo. So she sort of took the ball and ran with it. He made some suggestion and she made it a reality. And to this day, I owe her my respect and pranams for that. That's Mula Prakriti Didi. Also, some others who are conspicuous by their absence. Gaurisundar Prabhu, his mother and sisters would be here helping us today like last year, and I'm sure they are in spirit. Thanks to them. So now, into present time. They deserve all my respect and all my appreciation. Shravan Kumar, Lalita, thanks so much for your help. He's coming. In that same list, there's Shamrani Didi and all the help that she's given over the years to all of us. Just those who helped, they're the people you won't see, of course, because they're so busy. But Kamalakanta Prabhu helped from months ago, years ago, until this day. I don't even know if he's here. He's probably off working somewhere. Oh! And Kamalakshi as well, I know, put in lots of help. Of course, Shikhandi Didi. And this one's an easy one. It just sort of takes up about 30 people in one word. The Mahi Bharata family. That includes the Sridham family. Kanupriya helped with the finances and with checking everyone in here, and I think worked overtime. Thank you. Also, I've seen a few people sort of always hunched over pots in the kitchen. Radhanath Kalimba. Goloka and Kanupriya. I think Nilachala also helped so much, and Ragalata also. Krishna Chaitanya, KC, and his mother Chandrika. Also, all the Govardhan Puja arrangements, Nanda Gopal and Manju Vasani. Devananda helped everywhere, wherever it was necessary. Hey. All the colorful flags were done by Nandini.
Hey. Oh, Narhari, I didn't have why.
So much. The list is going. The LA boys, Krishna Kanti helped with with all the sound equipment. Narahari and his wife Bhavatarini helped with transportation financially in so many ways for months before. Sudarshan and Sue Devi also helped so much. And I don't know everyone else's name, and I'm going to take up all Srila Gurudev's time. So thank you very much, everyone.
One request, that after my departure from here, devotees should not be weak. Time to time they should meet together on any occasion like Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Ram Nami or other, and discuss among all these things and plan how to preach the mission of Gurudev and Sri Rupa Goswami. Don't be weak. Also be humble. Try to respect superiors and junior also. And thus, new devotees should come. By this, you will serve your Gurudev. And I have told everything in my classes. Everything. I have left nothing. But still, something I am telling. Yesterday I told, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpataror Galitanga Phalam Sukhamukhad Amrita Davasanjitam. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhurahav Rasikabhurubhav. O Rasik Tattvagya Bhav. You should hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat is Krishna himself. He is ocean of rush. The ocean unlimited rush has been divided, I told you, in 12 rasas. In 12 rasas, all kinds of rasas are there. 5 main and 7 secondary. Dasya Sakhya Vatsalya Madhur Hashadbhut Karun Raudra Bhayanak Vibhatsa Veer. These are 7. All together 7. Krishna's personality and Krishna's embodiment of knowledge, knower. Knowledge even, rush even, everything is. So when Krishna and Baldev took the teeth of an elephant, Kuballyapi, spots something of blood, as a big rush, they entered the arena, charred mustik. They what challenged Krishna and Baldev. Baldev and Krishna told, oh, we can wrestle with our own same age boys. You are like mountain. How we can fight you? But they dragged. At that time, what? The Jadav Patni told, yesterday I told. Krishna entered there. Mrityur Bhojpate. Virat Abhidushan Tattam Paramajogina. You should know that your worshipable deity, your Krishna, is not a simple person. Though he is a little baby like, but he is so powerful and so attractive, sweet. When he entered arena, Mallanam Ashini, Akhila Rush Kadamba Swarup Krishna. All rushes as Krishna. Here he is giving some parichaya.
Identification
of Krishna. Then there were 12 kinds of persons there. There were numberless persons. And also ladies, numberless. But all modes are divided into 12. They are modes. And those who are in what mode, they began to see Krishna in that way. Okay? Oh, malla, wrestlers. What did they saw? Oh, himself, thunderbolt. All the wrestlers. Charun, Mustik, Tosal, Musal, all so many. That, oh, Vajra has come, thunderbolt has come. So this is Birras. Madhuras Priya Strigan. Those were Jadav Patni, Madhuras. They saw Krishna. Oh, they saw just like Murtiman, Manmath, Manmath. Cupid of Cupid. So beautiful Krishna. Here Madhuras too. And Narasamu. So many persons were there. They saw Narapati like emperor Krishna. Here Adbhut and Bhishma, two rashes. Wonder. And Bhishma means? Bhishma.
Surprise.
Surprise like. Oh, how is? Wonder. So, Sakha and Vatsalya, those who came from Vrindavan, and those who joined in Mathura, like Uddhava and others. So many joined from Mathura. Especially Gop, Swajan. What? Family members. Bhayarth Asat Rajagan. Those who were ill motive, kings. Oh. Somewhat favorable to Kansa. Oh, they thought Shasankarta.
Ruler.
That is Raudra. They became very fearful to Krishna. Pitamata. Nand was there. Vasudeva Devaki were there. Oh, Vatsalya. Ugrasen also. Vatsalya and Karuna Rush. Oh, he is fighting with so bigger persons, they may kill my son. How to save? So, Vatsalya and Karuna. Bhojpati, Kans. Oh, he saw what? Oh, death is coming. Always he was thinking of Krishna. At the time of sleeping, going here and there, in night and day, how to kill Krishna? How to kill Krishna? So he was so absorbed in Krishna that yogi cannot do like that. He knew nothing except Krishna. Bhayana Karas. What is Bhayana? And those who are buddhi, intelligence was somewhat jada, sthul,
dull
intelligent person. They saw Vishwaru. Every whole world, universe was in him. So it is vibhatsa, rasabhas. And Shantarasar Yogi, those were Shant, they saw Paramatattva, yoginam paramatattvam. And Vishnivansiya, all the persons in Vishni dynasty, O Pardevata, he is our worshipful deity in 12 rashes. What is the meaning? Meaning is that what mood you have in your heart, you can see Krishna like Sam. If you are yogi, if you are jad buddhi, you will see Krishna in this shape. But if you are like gopi hearted, then what? Most beloved. This mode is superior to all. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. For this Rupa Goswami. Then, hearing Srimad Bhagavat, up to 9th canto, Shravanak Rishis are telling to Suta Goswami, Bhayam na vipratyama uttam sloka vikrame jatsinvatam rasagyanam bhagavate bahusthale svadu pade pade. We are hearing day and night when Sukadeva Goswami came in the council of Parikshit Maharaj and he began to hear Srimad Bhagavata from him. Do you know that in night they used to take rest or not? No rest at all. Drinking this transcendental melody. We can give mostly hardly 1 hour. We cannot give. Because we have so many things to do. But Parikshit Maharaj, nothing to do except hearing. Try to be like Parikshit. When death will come without notice, and if you request 1 minute, she will not give 1 minute. So, we should try like that. That they are telling that you should go on giving Hari Katha. We are not satisfied. More and more we want to. And then he began 10th canto. Somatra Matu Sinna Gatrayam Vishastra Kavarashaya Dishtva Parishamam Krishna Kripaya Sit Sabandhane. Why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected? And why it has given in Srimad Bhagavatam? That also we should engage your mind always to remember the sweet pastimes. If you are practicing daily without continuation, at the time of death it will come automatically, otherwise you will think of worldly things. Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarante Advaiva Vishatume Manasa Raja Hansa Prana Prayana Samaye Kaphabata Pitta Kandhavaro Dhan Vidosh Marna. At the time of death, remember from today, when death will come, it will come with all his army. Cough and everything will come. Shake your throat and cough will be so that you cannot remember anything. You cannot remember Krishna's name. Smaranam kutastva. So, O Krishna, today not tomorrow or at the time of death, adaiva bishatu, you should come in our heart. Practice from beginning. Otherwise, Krishna Nam, in the lost, you cannot remember. So he is telling, Krishna is how merciful. All the neighbors of Yashoda mother, they were complaining to mother Yashoda, your baby is very restless. Very restless. You see, he enters our houses, and wherever he takes milk, ghee, especially butter, he himself tastes and gives it to monkeys and crows. Sometimes he tells, "O brother," to whom? The son of the house owner, lady. "Go and tell your mother, calf is drinking milk. You should save the milk." And when she ran away, all the boys group entered and they took butter and everything and right away. So he is doing so many things. Neighbors are thinking, Mother Yashoda is not lucky like us. We see all these sweet pastimes. Perhaps we have done very hard austerities in our previous lives. That is how Krishna comes. He is not stealing butter, but stealing our hearts. But Yashoda is not lucky to see all this pastime. So, in bahane,
yes, excuse.
Or they are telling to Mother Yashoda, complaining so many things. And then Yashoda Mahal wanted to control his son. Why he is going to stealing butter here and there? We have 9 lakhs of cows. So many Padmas Gandha. Their milk is like
lotus.
Padma Gandha. So many cows. Nandava always keep them in their house, not outside. And they give 40 to 100 kilo daily milk. Very sweet. Why he is going to kill? So today, on Pratipada, yesterday Pratipada was. She sent her all maid servant, go and do Deepavali, and with own hand I will
share.
And he began. And what doing? Remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti Govinda Damo. She was so much absorbed. Krishna was in palanquin sleeping. He saw, "Where is mother? I'm very hungry." He saw that, mother is there, churning. He began to weep louder. But Yashoda Ma not hearing, she is absorbed in singing and chanting. Anyhow, he came down from the bed and weeping louder, but even mother not. Then he went nearer and catch hold of Manthani stick, and one hand he kept. Oh, who is he? He stopped his kirtan and chanting and took Krishna's left and gave his
breast milk.
Krishna was taking. He was not satisfying. Yashoda mother has how much milk? Khir Sagar may come from him, her breast. And Krishna belly was so big that millions of Brahmand can be there, universe. So, Krishna was not satisfying, mother Yashoda was not satisfying. And in the meantime, what became? Nearby, some milk was there on the
stove
and it was coming down. Yashoda mother thought that he is coming in fire because he is not serving Krishna. So I should help. She went there, pacified. But Krishna was there. He wanted that Krishna should sit here and I should come. But Krishna, oh, how powerful. He is Supreme Brahma. With his whole power, like monkeys, Titan, mother. But Yashoda mother, with one hand, without anything. Oh, sit down. And he went there. Hare Kirtan.
पार करेंगे नैया रे भजा कृष्ण कन्हैया
वैष्णव कीर्तन कर रहे कोनो कृष्ण कथा ओ कोनो वैष्णव पदावली
प्रभु हे
विफले जनम गवाई
हरि हरि आमी विफले जनम गवाइनो हरि हरि আমি বিফলে জনম গোয়াইন আজি মানুষ জনম পাইয়া রাধা কৃষ্ণ না ভজিয়া মানুষ জনম পাইয়া প্রভু মানুষ জনম পাইয়া রাধা কৃষ্ণ না ভজিয়া মানুষ জনম ওগো জানিয়া শুনিয়া বিষ খাইন জানি আমি জানিয়া শুনিয়া বিষ খাইন জানি ওই গোলকের প্রেম ধনা হরি নাম সংকীর্তন গোলকের প্রেম ধন হরি নাম আহারতি না জন্মিল কেনে তাইরতি না প্রভু আমার রতি না জন্মিল কেনে তাইরতি আরে সংসার বিষানলে দিবানিশি হিয়া জলে সংসার আমি জুড়াইতে না কইনু উপায় জুড়াইতে জুড়াইতে না কইনু উপায় জুড়া ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন যেই সচিসুত হইল সেই ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন আহা ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন যেই সচিসুত হইল সেই ওরে বলরাম হইল নিতাই বলরাম আজি বলরাম হইল নিতাই আর দিনহীন যত ছিল হরি নামে উদ্ধারিল দিনহীন আজি পাপি তাপি যত ছিল তারে গোড়াই উদ্ধারিল তার সাক্ষী জগাইয়ার মাধাই তার সাক্ষী আজি তার সাক্ষী জগাইয়ার মাধাই হা হা প্রভু নন্দ সুত বৃষভানু সুতা জুত হা হা প্রভু গো করুণা কর হয়ে বার করুণা করুণা কর হয়ে বার করুণা আজি নরতম দাসিক নাঠেলি হো রাঙা পায় নরতম নাঠেলি হো প্রভু তোমা বিনে কে আছে আমায় তোমা বিনে আজি তোমা বিনে কে আছে আমায় বলে কর দয়া কর আহা এইবার আমায় কর দয়া এইবার আমায় ওগো ঠাকুর শিলা নরোত্তম প্রভু এইবার আমায় কর দয়া ঠাকুর শিলা नरोत्तम प्रभु यही बारामाय ओहे पोती दीपावन वैष्णव ठाकुर यही बारामाय कर दया पोती दीपावन वैष्णव ठाकुर আমি নিলাম তোমার শরণ নিলাম প্রভু এইবার আমায় কর দয়া নিলাম তোমার শরণ নিলাম এইবার আমায় কর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর प्रभु हे प्रभु हे प्रभु हे हे प्रभु हे
प्रभु हे यू नो दिस स्टोरी एनी हाउ कृष्ण रन अवे ऑन द स्ट्रीट जशोदामा running after her, him, catch hold. You know, Kaljavan could not catch hold. Even Yogi, by their pure mind, in Samadhi they cannot touch Krishna. And Mother Yashoda catch him. And he wanted to bind him in Okhal,
mortar.
He told, oh, my sakhis, bring ropes. All ropes were coming, two fingers. And what is was that? One was our practice of bhakti yoga. It should be so that I will do or die. I will do bhakti yoga. And I will bring Krishna in my heart. Or second, without the mercy of Krishna, you cannot do anything. So both should be there. When Yashoda made up her mind, not one day, 2 days, years, my whole life, but I want to take Krishna. He is my son, how I cannot? I must do. Then at once Krishna melted. His Kripa Shakti came. And 2 fingers went away. And what it became? Dishtva Parishramam Krishna Kripayasi Swabandhane. Or Krishna himself was binded. Seeing the sweating of mother. So if you will do hard practice for bhakti yoga, very easily he will come in your heart. You can control Krishna. This is Vatsalya Ras. Tarava king na jivanti, Vasra king na shasantuta. Na khadenti, na mehanti, king gamposu apare. You are very worried for your maintenance. Oh, trees are not, you see, trees are living. Who is supporting and nursing them? They may be thousands of years. You know Bhastra, in which iron is given and it becomes red? In India. They also take breath and give and na khadanti na mehanti. Oh, hogs, pigs, dogs, bitches and all animals, have they no children? They're not eating. Oh, sufficient food for hogs. You know what is? Very fresh daily in India. Nothing to do anything. They don't service and anything. You can make in a year one son, even not son. And they, at a time, 16 sons and daughters. And it may be 2-3 times in a year. They are very happy than you. So, Sut Goswami is telling, Tapa keno sansari dog vitha jaman dharan kar. Why all these peoples are living uselessly? They are taking prithanyasin, always busy in worldly sense gratifications. Better to die. What is this? This is Jugupsarasana. Secondary. Jugupsamana. Grina. Then they're telling, Oho Bhagyam, Oho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Brajaukasam, Janamitram Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Brahma is praying to Krishna. He saw the glory of Nanda Braja, all. Gop, Gopi, everything. And he is praying to Krishna. He saw the magic of Krishna, Yog Maya. Krishna became all covered by and all cups. And he became Chaturbhuj, 400. And again he became 200. And searching, where are my cups? Where are my friends? So Brahma began to tell, Jananta eva janantu, king me bhaktva me na prabhu, manuso bapuso bap. Those who tell that I know Krishna and his appellances, they may tell like this. They don't know anything. But I can tell that I nothing know. So he is praying. Oho Bhagyam, Oho Bhagyam. How fortunate. Bhagya, fortunate. Nanda Gopa Brajaukasam. Father, mother, all the inhabitants of Braja, even peacocks, cuckoos, deers, cows, cowbucks, Jatkin Chitrin Gulmaki Katamukham Goste Samastang Hita Sarvananda Mukunda Daitang Lila Nukulam Param Shastre Muhur Muhur Nishtang Kitam Yat Brahma Dira Pishaspihan Tato Mayaitam Bandhati. In Gokul, in Nanda Braja, Nandagao, and other places, even scorpions, snakes, all are transcendental and they serve Krishna. Very favorable. So what to tell about Gop, Gopi and others? They are very fortunate that Krishna Janmitram Paramanandam Purnapram. They are friend. They are father, mother, friends, and so many relations. Even Krishna is Gopijana Ballabha, most beloved of gopis. And who is he? Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatana. Sanatana Purna Brahma. And he is playing with gop and gopis. How he was playing yesterday in play. Here and there. Like boys. Tadabhuri Bhagyamiha. Janm kima patabhyam jaj gokulepi jajjivitantu nikhilam bhagavan mukunda sadhyapi yat pajaraja sutimekyaneva. Brahma is praying. Very important his prayers in Srimad Bhagavat, 10th canto, 14th chapter. Brahma is telling, oh, I want that I should take birth in Vrindavan. Anyhow, but he remembers, I have not done so much. Anything that I can take birth in Vrindavan, I have not done. But I have done something wrong, obstacle for his sweet pastimes. I stolen away his coughs and friends. So, oh, how can I be in Vrindavan? Oh Krishna, if he is not in Vrindavan, even Gokulepi. Gokulepi. Why Gokulepi? There are so many. But in India, there are some sweepers. They take the stool of persons and they carry. And they, when they return to their homes, they take bath and they
clean their feet, wrap their feet
on any
stone,
piece of a stone. So I want to be that stone where these sweepers, they rub their feet to clean. Understand what I told again? In easy language.
Hare Krishna. Srila Gurudev is quoting Lord Brahma in Srimad Bhagavatam after Lord Brahma had offended Krishna by stealing his calves and his cowherd friends. And then he was defeated by Krishna's mystic potency. And Lord Brahma, he began now to understand the great glory of all the residents of Braja. And he himself also felt that because he had offended Krishna, there would be no possibility for him to have any residence there in this most elevated transcendental land of Vrindavan. So he conceived that even if I were so fortunate that I could become not even a human being in Braja, not even an animal, but if I could even become a stone upon which those who clean the latrines, the toilets in Braja, they're cleaning and they're carrying this away. And then at the end of the day, when they clean their own feet and they take bath, there is a rock, there is a stone that they rub their feet against to clean their feet. And Lord Brahma, supreme creator of this universe, is praying, I am praying that I can become even that stone. How elevated position I would have to be even such a stone in Braja.
Then, by this, I may be abhishekt by the feet dust of any Brajavasi and sweeper Brajavasi. And he thinks, if he can do, he will have this opportunity, he will be very, very sobhagyavan, fortunate. Oh, this Mukunda, Supreme Lord, he is the life and soul of all Brajavasi, top to bottom. Without Krishna, they cannot live a moment even. You know that even Vedas, Upanishads, their deities of mantra, Shruti, they are searching the feet dust of gopis and gopis. So Brahma is telling, not myself, my Aradhya Dev Vedas, Shrutis, they are also searching that feet dust of gopis. So you should try to be like that. We will want to be the fish dust of Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari and all others. if Krishna will tell that what Brahma wanted, or you should want and I will give, oh Prabhu, keep it with Brahma. But what you want, oh, only feed us. It is very rare. Oh, then I will die, but I will not take other than this bone. Only this bone and this bone. So if you are determined, then it may be that Krishna will be happy and he will give you. Gaur Premanande. So my blessing to all you. I have given you so many teachings of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu, even the teachings of Krishna. You should follow strongly. This life, I think you should don't waste in sense gratification, lust and other things. Totally one-pointed in Krishna consciousness.
Today, a few short announcements. The devotees who received initiation, please, when we call your name, stand up. And Srila Gurudev will announce your new name for the pleasure of our Guru Parampara and all assembled Vaishnavas. Yeah, those devotees today who are in Fire Yagya and who have collected some Diksha, they can all come forward one and donate their Diksha to Srila Gurudev. They will still stand up. Bhakta Jim Ross, today receiving Harinam. Stand up please and raise your hand. Jim.
What name?
There. His name is
Jayanta Krishna.
Jayant Krishna Prabhu ki jay.
Catherine Goodman receiving Harinam today. She's there.
Kamala Dasi ki jay.
Michael Bonvino receiving Harinam today.
Madan Das ki jay.
And I believe Natalia Jung receiving Harinam today.
What name? Oh, Narmada Devi ki jay.
And Mr. Ken Duncan, Ken receiving Harinam today.
Keshav Das ki jay.
Two short announcements. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, there will be a class here in the pavilion on the glories of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Govinda Dasi, Srimati Govinda Dasi, Srimati Shyamarani Dasi, and many other Prabhupada disciples are present here. And all the devotees are invited to come and hear the remembrances, very special memoirs of the senior devotees, Parikit Prabhu, Madhavananda Prabhu, so many are there who have something to share with you, which is very, very nectarine. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Gurudev will leave tomorrow morning 5:45 for the airport. Yeah, in the morning. Then please bring your Bhiksha forward. Then, on behalf of the devotees in Houston, we want to invite all of you. Some of you may remember that 10 years ago, Srila Gurudev arrived in the USA for the first time, and that was in Houston. Yeah. So, to properly observe this festival, this wonderful event, we want to have a big festival. Already they've rented a big retreat with halls and rooms and cottages, and for very reasonable price all of you can come there after the festival in Badger. There will be 1 week period, then all of us can either drive or swim somehow or other through the current to Houston and participate in this wonderful festival. More details are available on Pure Bhakti website.
Wait.
Then another good news is that you all remember Sriman Gaurasundar Brahmachari. Yeah. The news arrived today that he will come very soon, within 1 week, in Honolulu. American Embassy has given the green light for his tickets.
Went to all.
And also the doctors are very confident that he will, without any difficulties, come in Honolulu and be further treated there in hospital. And we all pray and hope that very soon he will be with us again and sing these wonderful bhajans like we heard last night. I want to thank all of you for your kind help, assistance in covering his medical bill. Yeah, all of you have helped here, and still you can help more if you like. Yeah, there will be some further expenses, but we will try to do a plea all over the world for this. Some CDs are still left. Okay. Then what you wanted to announce? Whoever is traveling back to the mainland, Europe, other places, Australia, you can get for free those invitations for the Navadvip Dham Parikram Festival. Srila Gurudev already invited you. They are available here on the book table. As many as you think you can distribute and are available, you can take them for free. Please take them and distribute them amongst the devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. After festival, we found one compass. I don't know who left over there, whose compass he can come and take from me. Hare Krishna.
It's called Rakha. Be strong.
Today is the birthday of Raghunath Prabhu, the son of Jagadatri. Raghunath Prabhu. Happy birthday! Hare Krishna! Many presents! Big festival!
Where he is? Oh, he should do it on Kirtan. And then, oh yes. You should all repeat me. Eta phul de to.
Repeat, Maharaj.
Mangalam bhavato.
Mangalam bhavato.
Kalyanam bhavato.
Kalyanam bhavato.
Be auspicious your birthday.
Be auspicious your birthday.
Happy in this world and in transcendental world.
Happy in this world and in transcendental world.
And Krishna Bhakti should come in your heart.
And Krishna Bhakti should come in your heart. Hari Bol, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
You want to sing one kirtan?
Yatsamati Nandana Rajabarana Gara Gokula Ranjana Kana Raja Varana Rara Gokularanjanaka Yatsamati Nandana Raja Varana Rara Gokularanjanaka Varana dana madana manohara Kaliya jamana vidana Kaliya jamana vidana Amala Hari Nama Me Abhilasa 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 Devina Purandara Navina Nagara Vara Vakshivadana Shubhasa Devina Purandara Navina Nagara Vara Vakshivadana Shubhasa Jana Palana Sura Purana Shana Raja Jana Palana Sura Purana Shana Nandana Gajana Rakaya Jagadana Rakaya Hala Govinda Madhava Navanita Dasara 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 Sundara Nanda Gopala Sundara Nanda Gopala Ajamuna Tata Chara Gopi Vasana Hara Rasa Rasipa Kripa Mo Tata Chara, Gopi Vasana Hara, Rasa Rasipa Kripa Mo
Krishna, Hare Hare Hare.
Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.